Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to the LRC broadcast today here with Dr. Lynn on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again for our show. Hallelujah, glory to God. A hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you that is joining us this evening. Each one of you that has come and stopped by, praise God, and made your presence known. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for you. We ask the Lord to continue to bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And look out over you and yours. In Jesus' name, we praise him because he's a good God. He's mighty. Hallelujah, in his power. Praise God. He's merciful and he's gracious. Hallelujah, glory to God. He is kind. And we thank him. Hallelujah, glory to God. As we embrace this weekend, hallelujah, because this is the Easter weekend. Praise God. As you know, hallelujah, glory to God, through scripture, what transpired, praise God, that he was crucified, but he arose, hallelujah, glory to God. And when he arose in power. And now we're in that, but with us and salvation, hallelujah, glory to God, he raised for us. And we praise and thank God for that, hallelujah, glory to God, all who would call and come unto him. Hallelujah, glory to God, he said he would in no way cast us out. Amen. Crown, praise and hallelujah, glory to God. So we want to thank God for that today. Hallelujah, glory to God, as we begin. Hallelujah, we are going to be talking in quiet just a little bit. Hallelujah, glory to God. Intro on the next phrase that we were mentioning to talk about last week. We completed steadfast, and we were going to go up into trustworthy. And that's where we're going to begin to touch base on today. And so I just want to share that. Hallelujah, glory to God. We encourage your heart and pray that if you don't know him, hallelujah, you have not made a commitment to him, you haven't dedicated your life to him, I, hallelujah, glory to God, I seriously pray that you will open your heart and then you will seek him. And he said, whosoever seeketh would find him. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. I pray for hallelujah, glory to God. But his heart is open to receive you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Is your heart open to receive him? Behold, he stands at the door and he knocks, opens the door. And if you open the door, he will come in. Hallelujah, and stop with you. That's what the word says. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we praise and thank God for that. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We are going to get into prayer in a little bit, but before we do, we're going to go back and we're going to play a little bit more of a song. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get into prayer. And after that, we'll get right into the teaching. Because as I said, it's not real long today. We'll go in a little deeper. Praise God by the grace of God on next week. Amen. By his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we want to invite you to continue to stay with us. Praise God as we come and we share. Praise God. We are still talking about the Of God series. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is the faithfulness of God. And these synonyms are sharing and giving us insight on how they relate, hallelujah, glory to God, to the very subject matter that we are talking about. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's listen and be blessed.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, no, let us work and praise God. We have a little bit of situation here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
little more. You can come in a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. He will do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as we get ready to go to remind you and say to you, praise God, whatever is on your heart, whatever you're dealing with, praise God, situations that are coming and around about you, your family, your loved ones, or those that you know, your friends, praise God, associates, of whomever it may be. Hallelujah, glory to God. Remember to lift them up. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. You, even if you don't pray a real long, drawn-out prayer, every once in a while, you just need to call their name and just ask God to bless them and watch over and keep them. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We hear you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We need you today, Father. We need you in this hour. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we, hallelujah, glory to God, move about this weekend, Lord God, and that our hearts and our minds, Lord God, regardless of whatever we have or we're dealing with, oh God, around about us, that we remember, hallelujah, glory to God, that the magnificent gift that you gave us, praise God, hallelujah, see, hallelujah, glory to God, your Son, Jesus Christ, and that, hallelujah, Jesus, that you are our Savior, and if we will hold on and hold our heart, hallelujah, out and just give it to you in the name of Jesus, the Lord, take it, hallelujah, glory to God, and abide in me, let the Holy Spirit work on earth in me, because we can't do that without you. But Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit working today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and just touching the hearts and the lives of the people in a very special way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, over the 3 days, so hallelujah, glory to God, from yesterday, hallelujah, glory to God, specifically today and tomorrow. Oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, as we celebrate, there's so many that, hallelujah, glory to God, have conflicting thoughts and ideologies behind it, but nevertheless, Father God, the preference is that it happened, you did it, hallelujah, glory to God, and it was for salvation, hallelujah, glory to God, the grace and hope and mercy, hallelujah, be extended toward those that will come and say, God, I need your help, that reach out and reach out to you, hallelujah, glory to God, because you are reaching down and reaching down to us, in the name of Jesus, as we pray today. So, Lord, we thank you that you will touch those that are called upon your name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, as we pray, Lord God, we give you praise for it now that, Father God, you will hear and that you will answer them, that you will open doors, you will make ways, hallelujah, glory to God, you will heal, deliver, hallelujah, glory to God, and set free in Jesus' name to the glory and honor of your praise. We thank you, Lord God, for it. In the name of Jesus, and always, and hallelujah, glory, yes, Lord, in every way. In the name of Jesus, to the glory and honor of your praise, we say thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God for it being done. In Jesus' name, and that you would bless them mightily in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, and bless what this message is teaching today to their hearts and to their ears, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we give you praise for it. Strengthen and undergird, hallelujah, glory to God, me. In the name of Jesus, because it's been a battle, hallelujah, glory to God, but we thank you, and we praise you, hallelujah, glory to God, you're faithful, and Lord, we are still talking about your faithfulness, and we thank you, Lord God, for it being done in Jesus' name, and today how you are trustworthy in Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, and amen, thank you, Jesus, praise his name, hallelujah, he is trustworthy, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, hallelujah, like I said, we are just doing a brief intro, more or less, today on the subject, and we'll come back by his grace and really dive into it on our next show, by his grace. The Of God series, The Faithfulness of God, Part 2, Faithful Synonyms Continue, Number 13, Part 1, Trustworthy. And that God, hallelujah, glory to God, is not only faithful, loyal, constant, and true, devoted, accurate, precise, and exact, but he's also resolute. He's, scrupulous, sincere, and God of sincerity, as well as staunch, but he's a stronghold for us, steadfast, and today, trustworthy. We are talking about that as well. And he is where his people are concerned, and the promise is concerning us, and again, and again, and again. He is, hallelujah, glory to God, trustworthy. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that he is consistent with being faithful and his faithfulness as we continue on teaching on the of God series. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now we're gleaning and drawing from the list. Hallelujah, glory to God. So, and of course, this is resolute. We can't cover that. Resolute, scrupulous, sincere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Staunch, steadfast, and of course, be trustworthy. We will be talking about, hallelujah, at, over the next week, couple, 2 weeks, as a matter of fact, by his grace, upright, fast, and trim. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, trustworthy is an adjective, and it is defined as able to be relied on, as honest or truthful. Number two, it is trustworthy, a word that means able to be trusted. And number three, loyal. And at four, comes consistently good in quality or performance, able to be trusted. Amen. Also trustworthy is calculable, and that is C-A-L-C-U-L-A-B-L-E, measured and assessing. God does know how to measure and make assessment, hallelujah, glory to God, where things are concerned, where we can't see that and we may not understand that. You know, we can face God to look at it and think that it's one way, but in actuality, it's something else. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God knows exactly what to do and how to go about it. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we just have to be patient somehow and learn to lean on him. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. He's dependable, he's good, he's reliable, he's responsible, and he is a safety net. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. To reiterate, trustworthy is an adjective that describes someone or something that is reliable, honest, and can be depended on. When we say that someone is trustworthy, we mean that they are able to be relied on as truthful and ethical. Other words that are similar to trustworthy include honest, upright, dependable, and ethical. Trustworthiness is a moral value and is important in building strong relationships with others, whether they be personal and or professional. Amen? And oftentimes where trust is often hard to come by, being trustworthy is a valuable trait that can help us earn the respect and confidence of others. Perhaps you may ask, how does this relate to God and his being faithful and his faithfulness? We, because we know that God is a good God, is a God of integrity. He is who we can trust. And as mentioned throughout the teaching again and again, and he is loyal to those who are calling upon him. Okay, yes, sometimes it seems like our prayers go unanswered at times, but there are often conditions that need to be met because God has set certain things in order. And when we miss that connection, oftentimes we miss the move of God or miracles he has in store for us. Amen? Scripture tells us that God is trustworthy. Psalm 19:7 Amplified says that the law of God is perfect, flawless, restoring and refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are reliable and trustworthy, making wise the simple. Amen? Hallelujah, glory to God. And more to come on that. Hallelujah, as we dig a little deeper. Psalm 40 tells us this. New International says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false God. Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:9 Amplified Bible. God is faithful. He is reliable, trustworthy, and ever true to his promise. Amen. What does the Bible say about it? According to biblical definition, is a means of putting aside our own understanding and leaning on God's wisdom and guidance. It means acknowledging that God's ways are higher than our ways and trusting that he is in control of all things. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Proverbs 3:5-6 ESV, English Standard Version tells us that the trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Come back, praise God, and join us for our teaching on trustworthy as it relates to the of God series, the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah, glory to God, on our next broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know that it was quite short, hallelujah, glory to God, but we just want to talk a little bit more, please God, about it and let you know, again, like I said, we are going to be diving into this a little deeper because we have some additional scriptures that we want to be digging into, praise God, as well, and emphasizing, hallelujah, glory to God, where God is, hallelujah, is trustworthy. And truly, I have found him to be trustworthy in my life, and I know there are many of you out there that has found him to be just so with you. And as the message is asking and teaching, it's asking for those, not only just to encourage us who know, because sometimes we get weak in our faith as well, and we need just a push, a little help every once in a while. But for those that who don't know, who don't understand that, that you can count on him, hallelujah, glory to God, that he's near. He's near to you as your next breath, hallelujah, glory to God. So be open, hallelujah, glory to God, to listen, to hear, to receive, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, to receive, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, because he wants to touch us, amen. Hallelujah, we are going through some really hard times and hard, and people are hurting on every hand. But God knows what you're going through. He knows your suffering. He knows everything. And I hear that the undergirdment. He is our undergirdment. He's able to undergird us. He's able to lift us up from the things that we are going through. And if not, he can give us the strength to go through them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. If I just came through myself with something, I mean, really, oh, my God, had it not been for him, I know I wouldn't have made it. But he brought me through it. My heart was broken, praise God. I mean, it's just, I lost my daughter, and oh, my God, it nearly tore me to pieces. But God gave me the grace, his grace sustained me. His grace brought me through. Hallelujah, glory to God. I was so weak, I could hardly even raise my voice at point in time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because I was going through some sickness of my own, an injury of my own that I was dealing with at the time when all of this occurred. And it was a battle, not only just the natural battles in life, but spiritual battles as well. And it was so difficult. But God brought me through. He gave me the grace and the strength to come through. And not only that, put me back out so that I could begin to do what he called me to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is the kind of God we're talking about. Amen. That's why we can stand and we can talk about, hallelujah, how faithful he is. Hallelujah, glory to God. And tell you, share with you about his faithfulness. Because he is faithful. Amen. To that which is, hallelujah, glory to God, committed to him. And that is a very important key. We have to commit it to him. We have to give it to him. Amen. We can't give it and take it back and give it and take it back. And I know a lot of us do that. But when we release it and turn it loose. Okay? You can release something, but you can still hold on to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's like a tug of war. And I'm saying this not only for just for you, but I'm saying this for me too, because I have that situation that from time to time too. It's like you say, I'm going to release this, I'm going to give it to God, but somehow or another you wind up taking it back. And you don't really want it. You want to release it and just walk away from it and just rest in him. But human nature sometimes has other ideas. We have other promptings, amen. The flesh doesn't want it done that way. Let's be honest. Hallelujah, glory to God. But thank God that he's merciful enough. He's gracious enough that he overlooks that. He's a long-suffering God, and he overlooks that. He sees that. He knows that we are not flawless. We have flaws. But his grace, and oftentimes, many times, he will say, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. And if he hasn't said that to you a time or two, keep on walking. It will come. But he'll let you know that his grace is sufficient to sustain you and to take you through. Amen. And that's where we are. And as we come into the close of the show, and we're going to close on out with music in a moment. But again, I just want to say this is Easter weekend, Resurrection Sunday tomorrow. I ask you and urge you to be open, praise God, to seek him, Hallelujah, glory to God, amen. To understand that he is constantly knocking on our hearts, because he does want us to come to him. He does want us in his life, and he wants to carry us, wants to help us. You know, and that's one of the other special things about him. You know, when we can't do it ourselves, he's always there for us. He said, Jesus said, he never leaves nor forsake us. That was the purpose of him going to the cross on our behalf of us. Hallelujah, glory to God. He looked like he lost on the one hand, but he gained on the other. And Lord knows we've gained too, because we gained salvation. Yes, there are tests. Yes, there are trials. And oh Lord, there are other things that we go through. But nevertheless, he's faithful. And let us maintain that statue. Let us hold on to the fact that he's faithful. Call on him today. Ask him to come in. Ask him to save you. Repent of anything that you know that you're doing wrong in the name of Jesus, and let him wash, cleanse you by the power of his Holy Spirit, and fill you with his Spirit, hallelujah, glory to God, that you may be able and empowered to do whatever it is that he is calling you to do for the glory and honor of his praise, amen. Until next time, come back and join us, be with us as we continue on talking about the Of God series. And the faithfulness of God. God bless you. Love you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.